Scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head.
Hi there, I'm Wilbald, redneck chef of the Ozarks, and today we're gonna fix up a pot of coon stew. Won't you come down and join me? This recipe is good whether you enjoy cooning, squirreling, crawdadding, deering, or fishing. You start this dish by de-lifing a coon with how you're fixed on to doing. Just remember to save the tail. Doesn't make much for eating, but a finer cocksock cannot be duplicated. Next, you want to get all the sexy parts off your coon. The skin, eyeballs, bones, pussies, or dick and balls if you're lucky. And of course the feets. You don't want hands and feets in your belly, do you? I don't. But my wife used to love having coon hands in her. But I won't bring up fond memories with youins today. Then you want to get yourself some onions, celery, and other such fixings what you like in stew. However, I can't in good conscience, as a Christian man, recommend baby carrots. As you all know, this is a pro-life household. Now, cut up your flat coon into cubes and put it in the pot. You want to cook it until it looks about good, but not all the way good. Then you add your onions, celery, and adult carrots into the pot. People gonna ask, how much salt should I add? I always tell them, well, that depends on how much you like. You like a little, put in a little. Like a lot, then you put in a lot. It's only wrong if she says no. I mean, if she says no more salt. Look at me sound like a big city judge. Now, with all your fixings cooked up, you just add some stock, maybe some Worcestershire. Worcestershire sauce. I like to give it a few shakes of the sauce. About as many shakes as it would take to clean your pecker after making toilet. Bigger boys get to add more sauce. Now put your pot on low simmer just until you can finish drinking up about a 12-pack of beers. Once you're half lit, it'll be time to eat you some coon. Hope you enjoyed you some cooking with me tonight, boy. Next time, we're cooking up a batch of hog butts and bellies to celebrate Mama's new heart bypass. See you then, folks.
Little Bonnie Foo-Foo hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the